As I said earlier, today's a bit of a different day, and there's a lot happening. And so we're just going to focus on one verse. And this past week in my Bible reading, I've been reading through the life of Solomon. At the very beginning of Solomon's reign, he was given a great gift. God appeared to him in a dream and asked him, "What do you want?" Solomon said something like this, according to 1 Kings chapter 3. He said, "You have made me king, and yet I am a little child, and I do not know how to go out or come in. So give me wisdom." And I think what struck me was the going out and the coming in. This is part of the rhythm of the life of the church. This going out, coming in. Some of you have only just come in to this body of believers, and you've just begun to attend here, and this morning there's a lot more going out that I'm comfortable with, and yet we have a lot of going out, and we just want to stop for a few minutes and note those things, because it's important for us to acknowledge and praise the Lord in both the happy times and the sad times. And there are about four families and two individuals who, over the next few months, are going out. And instead of having a painful, sorrowful goodbye every week for the next 6 weeks, we decided, why don't we just ask the Lord's blessing upon everyone as we go out? So this morning, we're not only saying goodbye to the Weebs who are moving to El Paso, Texas, we are also saying goodbye to the Bells. They are moving to Oregon, and they'll be around for a little while, and some of these folks will be around for the next month or two. The Elstons are next. When you guys are mid-June, right? Mid-July, they're leaving and going to Virginia. They have been with us for several years, too. We're also saying goodbye to Russ and Carol Simpson, who have been with us for a long time. They are going to be moving to California. We're also saying goodbye to the Strongs. They have decided to just leave the entire country and go to Brazil, right? Is that where you guys decided to go? Where did they? It is Brazil, right? Yeah, there they are. Okay. And also, Rick Wells has taken a job in New Hampshire, so we are going to say goodbye to him, even though he couldn't be with us this morning. And lastly, Adrian Cook. We are going to say goodbye to Adrian also. Now, like I said, not everybody is going to be departing today, but over the next few weeks, you and a month or so, you will be seeing folks disappear. So we wanted you to know what's happening. And there's one honorable mention, and that's Bob and Diane Zickel. They have been here for a very long time. We'll get to that picture in a second. Bob and Diane have been around since the beginning of this church and have moved to Amesbury, which is an hour away. It's just too far away. And so they have provided the foundation of this church, been part of the pillars of this church. And so when the building blocks out of the foundation start moving, things start shifting. So I'm not comfortable yet with you guys getting gone, but we want to say thank you to all of these folks. And just admit that this is a part of the cycle of life. God has his prerogative in moving his people where he wants them to go. And some of them are moving because of jobs, others because of family. And Adrian, because she got married. So we are happy for Adrian. They just got back from a honeymoon in Aruba, and she sent me this picture to share with you. And this is what she wrote. She said, "Hope was a wonderful church, a home to me that God knew I needed after transitioning out of a very difficult end to my ministry role at my previous church. So I will always be grateful to God for my time at Hope." We have discovered God brings people in for certain seasons, and then we send them out. They come in for a while, sometimes to heal, and then they go out. And David Chamberlain noted that this has been part of the rhythm of the life of this church. We say goodbye every summer to many people. And so it is our desire to bless as people go. So who knows while we're here? None of us know how long we're going to be here, and yet one of the things that we want to do is thank God for the blessing of one another during these kinds of time periods, because it would be easy for us to despair But we don't want to despair. We want to say thank you to the Lord for the blessings and encouragements that have come to us through each other. Because relationships don't have to be long in order to be significant and meaningful. Right? Jesus was only around with his disciples for 3 years. Paul traveled from place to place and never stayed any place longer than 2.5 years or so. So short relationships can be significant and meaningful. And the one verse that I would like to point you to this morning is Acts chapter 14, it's verses 21 and 22. And it says, when Paul and Barnabas had preached the gospel to the city of Derbe and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations they must enter the kingdom of God. That's the verse I want you to remember. They went from place to place after making disciples. They strengthened them and encouraged them to continue the faith. And I think when I remember and think about Herb, that's what I can think of. He was an encourager, primarily to me, as someone to work alongside him and to our kids. And his consistent, steady demeanor, I think, was a massive benefit to us. Especially in the turbulent, topsy-turvy teen years, Herb is like a steady ship whose hull is full of ballast, just plowing on ever forward in this sea of inconsistency. So I thank God for how he has made Herb, and I thank God for the way that he's been able to influence not only our teens, but also us individually, because those models of endurance are very encouraging to me. So not only has he encouraged me in his ministry, but also just in the daily routine of life. And one thing that came to mind as I was thinking about this was we went to a little conference a couple years ago at Monadnock Bible Camp, right at the base of Mount Monadnock. And Herb said to me, I want to climb to the top of Mount Monadnock and watch the sun come up. You want to go with me? And I said, yeah, absolutely, I'd love to. So we rolled out of bed at about 4:30 in the morning and started our little ascent up this mountain. This was in April. The paths and the trail was kind of muddy at the bottom, but the higher up we got, it was all covered in snow. I mean, it was pretty tricky. But we made it to the top just in time to see the sunrise. And it was brutal cold at the top, but to see the sun peek up over the horizon was absolutely gorgeous. And I'm so glad that Herb encouraged me to go, because it served as a reminder to me that we can go a lot further and a lot higher when we are together than we can when we are alone. That's one of the reasons God has brought us together as a body of Christ. We will go much further in the Lord and reach much higher relationship with him together than you will separately. God's intent for us as his people is to be connected to a body of believers so that we might grow and foster growth and encourage each other. Don't believe the lie of Satan that says you don't need to go to church in order to be a good Christian. You do need God's people. That's the way God built it. And so we need one another in order to grow. So don't be shy, because Herb has been a wonderful encourager to me. And I still have in my mind this little image of Herb standing against the background, looking back at me. Are you coming? Because I'm the one that's lagging behind. Herb is way ahead of me. Yeah, I'm making it, Herb. So we need people in our lives who can encourage us and pull us on. We need to be the Herbs, the encouragers. Come on, come closer to the Lord. We need to be that person, as well as have someone in our lives who can serve in a similar way. Another thing that I would just like to share is by way of memory for Herb is his sense of humor. There's one little image from sports camp that sticks in my mind. Herb's humor is inconsistent and surprising. You just never know when it's coming. I never know what he was going to say. There would be this offhanded remark and his dry sense of humor and only the way that he can deliver it that just sometimes would crack me up. And I was reminded as I was thinking about this, Proverbs 17:22 says, a joyful heart is good medicine. A joyful heart is good medicine. It's good for the soul. And I think sometimes we can easily forget, laughter is God's idea. I struggle with this. My wife all the time is telling me, why do you hide your sense of humor? And I think for so long, I offended people with my sense of humor, and so I try to keep quiet. The only jokes I knew how to tell were the hurtful ones. And Herb has a great way of simply sharing humorous things that aren't cutting, they're not cruel, they're not unkind, they're edifying. And that's a godly characteristic. So I thank God for Herb. And I thank God for Janae, too, because Janae has also been able to have an impact in the lives of our young ladies. And there are some happy memories of times when she got together with Elisa and Diane Zickel and took the girls to the Cordoba Museum. And I saw some silly pictures there because Janae has a sense of humor, too. And you just have to poke around to find it because she can often come across with this little interesting face that is a good way to bring a smile to your face. And she has helped out in the youth ministry. She served with the ladies. And we need both, right? In any healthy ministry, you have to deal with the guys and with girls. And especially during the teen years, there's a significant challenge for how to relate. And I thank God that both of them are willing to serve in the ways that could happen naturally. And as work provided, Janae would often jump in. So I have seen the light of Christ shining through Herb and Janae in many ways. And I believe they have been a massive blessing to our church family. And I know that they will be a blessing wherever they go. God has a way of allowing his glory to shine through our lives. And that's my prayer for all of us, is that we would be those kinds of people. So while we might be sad at saying goodbye, one thing I remember and I take hope from, Jesus made a promise. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That is an incredible promise. We might get discouraged at saying bye to so many folks over the summer, but I want you to remember these words. I will build my church. I will keep my promise. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Now, the gates of hell will attack. The gates of hell will come against us. And for me, on occasion, it's been discouragement. It's easy to get discouraged when you see so many people leaving. But one of the things that is deeply encouraging is, do you know what Paul, back to Acts chapter 14, verse 22, one of the ways in which he strengthened and encouraged the disciples was to tell them these incredible words, it is through many tribulations that we will enter the kingdom of God. That's what Paul shared when he traveled from church to church. He said, you're going to walk through difficulties, but what is on the other side of difficulties is the kingdom of God. And folks, if you're today doubting that God can keep his promises, don't waver in your conviction that God will keep his promises. He is an excellent track record of being a promise keeper. Excellent. He doesn't do things when we want him to do them, but yet his timing is always perfect. So don't give up. Continue in the faith. Keep trusting in the Lord. I will say that again and again until I die. But our goal is to remain consistent. And that's one of Herb's greatest attributes, is simple consistency. So God's light shines through us in very different ways. And I want to praise him for it, and I want you to praise him for it too. So as there are goings out, may there also be many comings in. Because God has this particular church to be the spiritual home for a lot of people. And one of the things I have seen over the years is, and Adrian was a testimony to it, we seem to be the place where people come to get spiritually healed. Sometimes there's a bunch of people who come who have had terrible church experiences, and I know we're not immune to being that terrible church experience, but I think part of the goodness that God might do through us is to be a kind of place that allows spiritual recuperation. That has happened in the lives of many people. Maybe you're here today, you're wounded spiritually, you're just not quite sure, you've been hurt. I pray that God's Spirit would be present and allow us as a people to come around and hold hands around you and hug you and pray you into a deeper, more nurtured, strong holistic kind of experience with the Lord. So that's my prayer. So whatever your gifting is, God has you here for a reason. Every one of you. Don't think I'm weak or I'm not this or I'm not that. God has created you in a way, and he wants to let his light shine through you. So let him do it. So Ian, would you come and lead us in a song? We're just going to sing one song, and then we're going to take the next step in some going out. There's more going out yet to happen, so don't despair. But let's just sing for a moment and stand together. Let's sing one song.